Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this week's podcast, the producers have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's producer's pick, Shreyas and Preyas, comes from the audio program Ayurvedic Wellness, the Art and Science of Vibrant Health, with Dr. Suhas Shirsagar. Steve Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, was with Dr. Suhas in studio for this recording session. Here's what Steve had to say about this week's producer's pick.
As a producer at Sounds True, I touch many programs every year. Within the collection of programs I work on, there are a few that seem to connect with me on a very deep level. I find that I start incorporating the principles and techniques the author is teaching into my life. I notice that things start to rearrange in order to fully embody the information I'm working with. This offering from Dr. Suhas is one of those unique programs. This audio program is a lovely overview of the principles and techniques found within Ayurveda, a 5,000-year-old science of life. In it, Dr. Suhas shares his years of knowledge and his deep expertise to help you bring these vital teachings into your life in a relevant and meaningful way. The selection I chose for this week's producer's pick looks into the nature of habit. So much of what we do in our lives is governed by habit, whether it's related to our diet, our routines, and regardless of if it's positive or negative. We too often engage in activities without looking deeply into the ramifications. In this selection, Dr. Suhas shares Ayurveda's view of habits and encourages us to examine the habits in our life in order to fully understand the impact they have on our health and well-being. I hope you enjoy this week's selection.
You can download the entire program, Ayurvedic Wellness, the Art and Science of Vibrant Health, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Shreyas and Preyas, with Dr. Suhas Shirsagar.
As we are exploring fundamentals of Ayurvedic medicine, we have talked about so many different things so far, especially the ideals of daily routine, how to incorporate changes during seasons, how to adapt to changing times of rhythms of the nature. And the best way to learn about all of these things is to pay a gentle attention to all these. Slowly start doing some of these things, noticing the difference what it makes to yourself, and maybe cultivating these as habits, and slowly make it a part of your everyday routine. I was talking about this to a friend who is a very famous physician, and he said, taking care of unwanted bacteria and viruses, which can be very lethal, is a piece of cake compared to how much self-destructive habits people have. And that's the most difficult thing to get over. So when we talk about the value of good or bad habits that one can have, they will really make or break the quality of your life. There are two unique words that we use in Ayurvedic medicines. That is Shreyas and Preyas. Preyas simply means what is dear or what is liked by your senses. It may not be good to you. You crave for them. Your senses take you on for a ride because that's what they want. But Shreyas is something is not liked by your senses, but it's actually good for you. And the wisdom lies in how can you do things which initially your senses do not like. But after doing it for a while, you start liking them as well. Just to give you an example, that when you started eating kale, it doesn't really sound very tempting. It sounds very gross. It tastes very bitter. But after eating that food for some time, you start liking that food. And now your Preyas and Shreyas is the same because You are liking things what are good for you. And that is enlightenment. When we talk about cultivating habits which are good for you, I think that's exactly what the purpose of a self-referral medicine should be. It should help you understand that what is good for me, cultivate a cellular experience that why this is good for you, and then your job is to stick to it. If at all by doing something which you feel good, and if you don't do that, then nobody else is to blame. If you go to a yoga class and you feel fabulous, if you come out of an exercise class and you feel fabulous, if you skip a meal and you do a light fast and you feel really energetic, these are all experiences that your body is telling you that this is how I want to feel, and you should keep on doing these things. Shreyas are like good habits. They are hard to develop, but very easy to live with. And Preyas are the bad habits that are easy to develop, but very hard to live with. So the habits that you have and the habits that you don't have will simply determine almost everything that you achieve or fail to achieve in your life. One of the best techniques to adopt to healthy habits, which may be new habits, but you have understood that these are good for you, and the first step to do that is to make a commitment. Is to make a commitment to follow these steps, to keep on doing these things until you start feeling good about those things. Because without that initial commitment that you're feeling good, you're liking this, and you want to adopt this habit, you have to slowly get used to it. And you don't have to do it 10 or 20 at a time. You may start selecting 2 or 3, then add maybe 1 or 2 few months later. Then you add 2 or 3 few months later. By the end of the year, you may have 10 different steps that you have taken this year, which are reversing your aging process. They are enforcing your intentions into action on a day-to-day basis. It's not New Year resolution that you take in the month of January and forget it in the month of February. You do something for that month, then add a few other things for the next month, then slowly it becomes a part of your day-to-day living. What we are talking about here is living wellness. And wellness habits, you have to slowly adopt and stick to those things. And understanding those things, because these could be slightly different in different mind-body constitutions. It all starts with your self-referral awareness to pay attention to what is needed, especially in your case, and doing everything possible that you can do in order to enforce those changes properly. You should be making a commitment to yourself to reverse your aging process by simply changing your perceptions of your own body, the way you age, the way the time functions around you, and the way life revolves around you. You can slowly change your perception by simple techniques of awareness in your body, by learning to experience it as a complete different field of energy and transformation and consciousness. In Ayurveda, we call it as prana, tejas, and ojas. And these techniques of experiencing the flow of prana, reigniting the fires, and allowing that heat and fire to percolate at every cellular level, and rebuilding the cooler essence of the physiology which is ojas. It helps to reset these perceptions by correcting and adopting these rituals that can be new at times. They might be very foreign to your ears sometimes. But these are the rituals that you do since morning till evening that constantly remind you that when you do this, this is how you feel. And this is exactly what you need to constantly stick to. These are very self-referral techniques. They bring your attention to the non-changing factor of life in the midst of change.